Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Trollgar, your host, your DJ. Welcome to another episode of the Trollgar Talk Show. So this episode is not scripted. I don't like to write down a script for my episodes. It's more like outline. So I like to be a little bit raw, a little bit natural. And then this new episode, I don't even know what I'm going to title it. I don't know what I'm going to call it. But it's about game development on the go or being mobile when you game develop. Now, this episode, even though I'm going to suggest some tools and some ways that you can work on your game on the go, it might not apply for some people. Maybe 80% of the people out there who are making indie games right now might not even apply to this episode, or cannot even relate, because I really haven't met many indie game developers like myself that are like to move around. And when I mean by that, when I was working on my first commercial game title, that now it's on Steam and itch.io and even a mobile version for Android devices on the Google Play Store, when I was working on this title, El Panzas, I literally could not work at home. Like, I had my own workspace, office, if you want to call it that. I couldn't work at home. I couldn't concentrate. I was and still have a day job. And then on my days off and when I was not working, if I had an early day or whatnot, something like that, I just couldn't stay home. I tried. Like, I really tried to stay home and force myself to work on the game. But there were so many distractions, you know, my TV, the PlayStation, Netflix, Hulu, whatnot, whatever you can think of. I know most people have the discipline to stay home and crack it down and just work and whip it out and just really work on whatever title or project they're working on. Myself, I had to go out. And what I mean by going out, I meant like going to a coffee shop, maybe a Starbucks. My literally favorite spot was Panera Bread. I would go to my local Panera and then just duke it out there. Now, I'm gonna go into detail what I'm talking about and what I mean, and I wanna discuss, and I wanna maybe give some, not advices, but maybe kind of like, if you were thinking, or if you are like me, they cannot work at home, you need some sort of a other space to go out. I'll explain why, and I will share my thoughts and my process and what I went through and what I'm kind of still going through right now, actually, now that I'm working on my second title. But let's start from the beginning. So first of all, if you're like me, just like I said, or if you happen to meet more your friends, or if you're a part of a game group, Dave game group, or some sort of you're just trying to bounce ideas back and forth between you and somebody else, and you are meeting that person or that group in a public place, of course, I'm talking about bringing your laptops, or if you are a animator, or if you work on sound effects or music, and you bring your laptop and maybe your keyboard or your iPad or your tablet to, you know, bring some sketches or things like that. So what I want to talk about is this. Number one, the supplies or gear on the go. So my machine that I work on, I never felt comfortable having an actual PC, like a desktop tower, to work on my projects, because I knew from the beginning that I wanted to be mobile. I just couldn't work at home. So since then, when I actually saved up money and I was able to purchase my computer, my laptop, I decided to go with an MSI Stealth version. I don't know the exact model because I don't really look into that. I just looked at the RAM and the graphics memory and things like that. So like, okay, cool, this works. But obviously you have to pick your machine, and then you have to literally crack it down. I knew what I wanted. I knew that even though that I have a gaming computer, I wasn't gonna be using for gaming. Like, I was not gonna play Skyrim on the highest levels of the settings or anything like that. I wanted a machine that can last me a while, years, and you know, sustain what I do. If I need to animate, if I need to either if I'm working on a 2D game, pixel game, or a 3D game, I needed a machine that can, you know, be an investment. So I decided to go with an MSI. But once you have your machine, your computer, and you decide on which one to go with, obviously the size is 13 inch, 15 inch, 17 inch. Mine is a 15 inch. I didn't go that crazy. But what to do now? I recently, and I'm gonna get to that in more detail, I recently purchased a new backpack, and I'll tell you why. I'll explain to you guys why. But once you have your machine and the size, and you decide what type of a computer you want it, and you actually have right now, now again, why go mobile? Like I said, the main reason why I do my projects, I work on my projects, I feel I'm more productive. I feel like I can actually spend hours. And I'm going to, again, I keep repeating this, but I'm going to go more into detail in a minute. I feel more productive and I feel more confident that I can go out and literally feel that I can sleep at night thinking, okay, I actually did what I needed to do. I reached that milestone. I work on animations. I was able to make some quick sound effects, or maybe a loop for a level or something like that. Or I was able to fix a bug or something like that. I feel that I'm more productive in a public place because no distractions. Yes, I have my machine and I can, it's not like I can sit down at a Starbucks and watch Netflix because the people around me are going to go back and forth. And people literally don't really look in what you're working on. They mind their own business. And if somebody happens to kind of glance or glare at your computer, you know, it's like, oh, you're watching Netflix. Like, why can't you go home and do that? So I feel like all eyes are on me, even though they might not be. So I feel more, what's the word that I'm looking for? Pressure to actually get work done. So I decided to do that and I felt more comfortable. I just felt more comfortable doing that. So locations, I want to talk about locations. If you're like me, or if you are kind of having a difficult time working at home because of all these distractions, it's probably because you need to go to a place where distractions are minimal, you know. So where to go? I was lucky enough, but back then where I was living, I was literally staying across the street from a mall. I actually had the opportunity to drive not even 5 minutes across the street from my house, and there was a Starbucks, Panera, restaurants, what have you, Barnes and Nobles, Target, and then some super Targets, like the one near my home back in the day had a cafe built in. So all these places, what you want to look for is free Wi-Fi. So once, like I said, my go-to place back then was Panera. And of course, we didn't have the pandemic. We didn't have to worry about social distancing and wearing the masks. So literally, man, I was able to just go there, bring my machine, bring my all my gear, my mouse pad, my big long mouse pad, my machine, plug it into the power outlet, and literally just steal the electricity and their Wi-Fi. Of course, I felt guilty just doing that randomly, so I ended up buying maybe a meal and then having a drink, and then literally just because if you consume something from their menu, or if you actually spend some money, they cannot kick you out. You know what I mean? So once you can pick up all your gear and you know what to bring, I recently purchased a new backpack because I never really thought of this. I thought, okay, I need a new machine because I was working on this game for 3 years, and then I was working on a really almost getting really old, obsolete MacBook Pro. I'm talking like a MacBook Pro that I was able to purchase in 2009, and it was 2016. Yes, something like that, where I was working on my first commercial game. So I know that from 2009 into 2015 or 14 is not really that long, but I was working on a MacBook Pro and it wasn't that fast, and I had to do a virtual machine. Anyways, I needed a new computer, so I went back to Windows and I got the MSI. But I literally had a backpack, just like normal backpack, and I was jamming stuff in there. I didn't really think that I needed, like, I didn't even think that they were tactical or gaming backpacks or backpacks that are meant to hold a bunch of stuff. That now I know, like, my whole new world when it comes to backpacks have been wide open. It's just been enlarged. So I've been using this PlayStation Sony backpack. It was meant to be just for going to school, hold a few books, your pencils, and that's it. It didn't have that many compartments, and I was jamming my laptops, my mouse pad, the power cord, a wireless mouse, pens and pencils, a notebook, because obviously sometimes it's always good to have some sort of a physical pen and paper just to write an idea or sketch something real quick, an idea for an enemy or an animation, something real quick. I'm old school like that. Most people just do their notes still on the computer, and that's fine. I still bring a notebook with me all times. But my backpack that I've been using for years now, finally, and yes, it's the same backpack that I mentioned, the Sony PlayStation backpack that it was just meant to use for school. It finally, I noticed that it was because I just kept on putting more and more stuff in, and just literally just shoving things down and just trying to close it, almost couldn't close it anymore. So I'm like, you know, this backpack is going to explode. And I use this backpack to go to work. When I go to my day job, sometimes at lunch, I need to have a longer lunch, or sometimes I'm there early. So I bring my backpack because, again, I have my laptop with me. And if I need to work on something, if I'm coming early into work or I have a longer lunch, I can just sit in the break room and just get my computer and work on the game. 20 minutes, half an hour to an hour. Again, if I can get something done, I feel super relieved that I was able to use that 1 hour to kind of finish something on my list of, you know, that I need to do. But I ended up researching backpacks, and I was having breakfast with my wife one day. Me and her, obviously, we both work, and not that I like to share this, but because it's personal stuff, but I'm a parent. I have two kids, and I have a day job, and I still do. That's why I'm still indie. Obviously, in a perfect world, I can just make this into a living, but, you know, I still gotta pay the bills. So, having breakfast with my wife, I was just looking at random backpacks on Amazon.com, and I found a decent one that I'm like, you know what, I need a backpack with more compartments. I need a backpack that can hold, hell, maybe two laptops. And then, you know, mice and pens and pencils and all this stuff that I'm keep adding to my gear you know, list, because I'm like, I keep bringing more and more stuff, sketchbooks now, notebooks, just crazy stuff that I'm adding more and more to my ammo. So I found one for like $30, and I'm like, man, that's amazing. It does everything that I needed to do, and a little bit more extra stuff, like if I have a USB power cord for my phone, and you know, it's one of those backpacks where you can just plug it in or insert your power cord, and then have your external battery or charger for phones or whatnot. I'm like, that's amazing. But then the more and more I got into it, because I don't buy stuff just like that. I like to do a little bit more research. Maybe there's more options. But that was my number one option right there. $30, Amazon. I don't even know what the brand was. So I got into YouTube, and I'm like, what's the terminology? What can I search for an actual backpack? Tactical, survival, gaming, and then I got into Razer, Alienware, and they have some really cool backpacks. But the more I was comparing, I'm like, I wish I could take the features of this backpack and put it into this backpack, because that's what I need. That would be the perfect backpack. Long story short, because I don't want to spend too much time on this, is I came across a Kickstarter, which was over. When I found out it was over, I'm like, oh, great. I lost my opportunity. But it was successful. So when a Kickstarter is actually, it meets their goals, that means that you can actually buy their item on their actual site. I came across this company, System G, and then I looked at some of the reviews and some of the videos on their System G Plus backpack. People were saying, oh, it's perfect, it's awesome, it's all I needed. Some people were saying it's too big, it's too bulky, blah, 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 blah. But for me, for everything that I had written down in my head that I needed to a backpack to have, for me, this backpack was perfect. It holds a lot of stuff, protects the most fragile electronics. And for me, again, that's my wireless mouse, my two laptops, because now I have the MSI, and my wife gave me a new MacBook Pro last year. So I use both. I do my game development on both. I do, right now I'm using my MacBook Pro more than my MSI. And I'll get to that also in a minute. So I'm like, man, this is perfect. So I ended up buying the backpack for $150, I believe, because you buy the backpack and then I order the attachment. There's something else that you can buy extra for it. Organizer. So I did that, and it was like $150 taxes, $150, almost $160. And I mean, I was waiting for this backpack like for a week or week and a half. Finally arrived a couple of days ago. I was super excited. Everything that I was expecting and more on this backpack. So now it's kind of funny, because now with this pandemic still, I don't really go out as much. like I used to. I'm not allowed to go to Panera or like Starbucks or the mall or something like that and just use the Wi-Fi there. I actually stay home now because of what's still going on around the world. But anyways, I still like if I'm driving my kids to school or I have to pick them up and I have to be in line, I even got something else that I'm going to share with you guys in a minute what it is. But anyways, so recap so far. Once you have your machine of choice, once you decide what you need to bring, I mean, machine, you need a mouse, wireless or wired, mouse pad, whatever gear on the go, you know, that's make a list. Boom, 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 boom. If you're old school like me, bring a notepad or something to write down things, ideas, either a small sketchbook or a small notebook, pen and pencil. Hell, right now I'm even carrying color pencils. Let me just put it to you that way. But once you figure that out, and then you finally find a backpack, or maybe you already have maybe a suitcase or something that you feel comfortable with. So machine of choice, options, gears, and then something to carry all your gear. So machine, other items, and then something to carry your items, your gear on the go. That being said, again, places to go with free Wi-Fi, food, and obviously bathrooms. Now, when I was going to Panera and Starbucks and the other cafes and Barnes & Nobles, any place with Wi-Fi, believe it or not, like I said earlier, it took me 3 years to make this game, El Panzas. And my place to go was Panera Bread. And probably I'm saying this name way too many times, to the point where like I even was sharing screenshots of me, my gear, my laptop, the item that I purchased. Maybe, you know, when I got hungry, I got like a soup or a sandwich or a drink. So I took a picture. I would take a picture of my computer, what I was working on, obviously, and the item that I purchased from them. And I would tweet it and hashtag it Panera, you know, jokingly, hey Panera, sponsor me, something like that. Because I would do hashtag game that dev life, hashtag in the game, hashtag working, whatever, and then hashtag or add Panera Bread. And there was a few times where Panera actually retweeted my tweets, and that boosted obviously some of my views and things like that. But once you pick a place, where to go, obviously I suggest that you spend $1 or $2 on a drink at least. If you're like me, that I would go on my day off once I got my kids in school at 8 o'clock, and then they would get off out of school around 3. I had from 8 a.m. to all the way to 2 p.m. I would be at Panera. No joke. I would buy a breakfast item, a drink. I would put my headphones on and just code or animate. Or, because again, I'm a one army man. I'm sorry. When I was working on this game, I was doing voice over work. I was doing the animations, the sound effects, the music. I was doing everything. So I would spend all those hours from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Panera. I would use the bathroom. I would wash my hands. I would splash water on my face. I would stretch. Obviously, because if I'm working nonstop after 2-3 hours, 4 hours sometimes, I have to stretch, I have to use the bathroom. Maybe I get hungry again. The people at Panera would know me. They wouldn't come and talk to me. sometimes I will bump into someone that I knew from back in the day, or a coworker, or somebody from high school or college, and I would say, "Hey, how are you?" And that's it. And then, "Hey, I'm working on this," and you know, whatever. Which brings me to the other point. If you choose your spot, you know, your spot of choice, and then you're literally working on something, and you have your headphones on, maybe you don't like to listen to music. I'm the kind of guy who kind of, hey, put my headphones on, like I said, no distractions, whatever I'm doing. If I'm coding a whole day, I'm just doing that. Sometimes I would notice from my peripheral somebody waving at me, in front of me, but waving. I'm like, hey, I will take my headphones off. Hello, can I help you? Or hi. Oh, hey, I didn't mean to interrupt, and I didn't mean to peep, but what are you working on? If somebody comes up to you, again, I don't know about right now because of the pandemic, but I'm just telling you my story, my experience. If when somebody would come up to me and kind of tap me on the shoulder or kind of whiffed at me and hey, I'm sorry, you look very focused, but what are you working on? I see that you, it looks like the Matrix. What's going on? Sometimes they would ask me that questions because, I'm taking a class online, or I just enrolled in college for making a website. So kind of notice that it's you're doing code. What's going on? Oh, yeah. Or what language is it? Or what's going on? Oh, you know, I'm working on this video game. Oh, you make video games? That's pretty much the same answer that's what I would always get from them. You make video games? It's not a big of deal, but yes, I'm working on this game right now. Can you show me real quick? So my point is this. When somebody does that, when somebody comes up to you, don't be shy, because, and again, not to sound like a broken record, but because of the pandemic, it's not really that much options that you can do right now. But that helped me kind of break out of my shell, because I was working on this game for 3 years, and then I finally was able to demo it and show it to people. I actually, for the first time, and I will never forget this, for the first time, I was able to attend a local comic book convention, or cosplay convention, or comic con, whatever you want to call it. I built the gods. I paid my fee. I went with my best friend. My best friend at the time, he was working on his own game. I was working on my own game. We decided to enter this convention. Luckily, it was local. It was right there here in town, so we didn't have to go too crazy, too far. So my point is this. Me going to these places and people bumping into me or asking me what I was working on, it helped me train to talk to people and explain what I was working on and show them my project. And all those people, it was, I don't know if they were being nice, but they, all the feedback that I got from people talking to me at these places that I was working on my project at, they, you know, they laugh, they giggle, and you know, they really like the idea, and it just helps you and motivates you, but more likely it helps you to practice your social skills. If you're already a social person, awesome. But for me, obviously with an accent and not really knowing how to explain what I'm doing or how to explain what I was doing or why I was doing it, it helped me a lot. So when the time came and I was able to show my game to the masses, huge, just amazing, beautiful responses, just beyond, it was an unbelievable experience that I will never forget. So yeah, if somebody comes up to you, don't be shy, explain, you know, obviously with good intentions, smile, be excited about your project, be excited about your work, you know, because this is your passion. My passion is to make video games. So I get passionate when I'm working on these things, and I get passionate when somebody asks me about it. That being said, if you, like I said, if you work in teams or with somebody else, sometimes I will make my best friend also meet me at these places to work on our ideas. And yeah, you can get distracted. You can get, you can have too much fun. So I always, I would always tell my friend, hey, let's get cracking. You know, enough of the joke. Let's get back into it. So if you are working in teams and you have, or you bring somebody else, make sure that you always stay on task. That being said, what else do I have here? Because this is not scripted. This is just a lineup. Heck, I think I talk about everything that I wanted to talk about. So we talk about picking the machine that you need to use or whatever you have right now. All your supplies, the backpack or some sort of a place to put all your gear to protect your stuff. Like I said, I was lucky to have a open mall across the street from where I used to live. So if I would get bored of Panera, I would just bounce place to place like a pop crawl. I would just be a Panera in the morning, and maybe at noon I would go to Starbucks, and then maybe to take a break, I would walk to Barnes & Nobles, look at some books, look at some mangas, and then get back to it in Panera, because they had a cafe in there as well. And then maybe in the evening, because like I said, sometimes I would be there all day working on this stuff, but I will bounce from place to another. And then, oh, I forgot, I need a new toothbrush. I will go to Target. I was lucky enough to be close to an open mall, like an outlet that had a Target, Panera Bread, Party City. Sometimes I would just walk, also walking, just take a break, walk around. If you don't have these places, and again, I know that it sounds kind of like not useless, but not as useful right now because of the pandemic. But I wanted to talk about this. I wanted to make this episode to kind of show you guys that, or just share my experiences. Like I said earlier, I haven't met that many people. Before all of this madness happened in the world, I really didn't meet that many game developers like me that I needed to be out to work on something. If I would be stuck at home, I couldn't really do much. And that still applies today, now that I really don't go out much because of what's going on still. I'm forced to stay home, and I don't mind that, but now I'm really trying to discipline myself and have crazy amount of discipline to just stay home, stay focused, and work on my projects. Now that I'm working to bring my podcast back, both of them actually, this, the Troller Talk Show, where I talk about mainly about game development and my experiences and whatever else I can think of. I'm trying to bring back the Necrocast, which is me having a playlist of music, but I'm not going to talk too much about that right now. I just wanted to bring this podcast back, and I wanted to kind of make this episode on game development on the go. But I'm pretty sure I cover all of it. If I missed something, I'll make a note of it, or I'll write it on my blog. I don't know if there's going to be a second part of this. I was thinking to give my best friend a call. He's not here anymore. He doesn't live in the same state anymore. He moved out of the state. But maybe if I make a second part of the game development on the go, I'll give him a call. I'll record a podcast. And I just, the second part, if I make one, it'll be more just me, him and I talking and kind of remembering how we used to work on our projects. Webcomics, sketching, animating, and obviously his game and my game. When we were used, when we used to meet these places and on the go. I remember one time we met at this taco restaurant and we spent pretty much all day there. And we ate, our three meals were breakfast, well, brunch, it was tacos, dinner, lunch was tacos, and then dinner was tacos. But they had a, you know, AC, free Wi-Fi, bathrooms, and we knocked a bunch of stuff that day. That's it for me. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening, for those who listen. And I'll see you guys on the next podcast. Like I said, I'm trying to bring this podcast, both of them, back. So expect more episodes as I go. And until next time.